One thing we are noticing here is an uptick in stories involving health. Of course, with the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, if you will, there's going to be a lot on the general health side with Michigan's plan, with the Ingham County plan. Something that gets lost in the measure sometimes is oral care, oral health, and dentistry, access to that, and how many people are actually facilitating themselves and availing themselves of the ability to get dental care, and how much does it cost, and is there proper insurance for that? All of the above. Well, there's a group out there that has put together a new report on this, the Michigan Council for Maternal and Child Health, MCMCH, if you're into the acronyms, and there's a whole bunch of letters there. I think in ancient Rome that would add up to what, the year 2000, I don't know. But the Michigan Council for Maternal and Child Health is an organization that has some oversight here and informational responsibility. They're holding a media roundtable today to discuss this new study they have showing that seniors, pregnant women, and children are at risk with a critical gap in dental care. And joining us this morning to discuss is their executive director, Amy Zagman. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on the show here. Well, you know, you guys have an infographic out there that attempts to explain this here in kind of easier to digest form to go along with the report. And you say that adults not visiting the dentist in the prior year has really gone up over the last 10 years reported to nearly 20%, 17% in the state of Michigan. So why do you get into the why aspect? Why are less people going? What's the reasoning for that?
I think the report talks extensively about that the problem is not singular, right? That it's multifaceted.
Right.
People who have health insurance, have dental insurance, may have difficulty accessing dental care because of their work schedules, because of their own sort of lack of oral health literacy, understanding the importance of oral health care and connection to their overall health. And certainly people who have public insurance, so mm-hmm. Medicaid, Healthy Kids Dental is a great program, but we do find that people who have public insurance maybe have a harder time finding providers who will accept their insurance. So clearly, folks, you see from the report, there's many reasons, and a lot of them are built into the number of providers and how they're distributed around the state. So people who fall into certain categories, you mentioned seniors, pregnant women, children,
right.
Who have unique circumstances, and also people who live in underserved areas also have difficulty getting to care.
Amy Zagman is the executive director for the Michigan Council for Maternal and Child Health. They're going to be holding a roundtable today for the media to discuss the findings from this report. On the you mentioned there the kids on the kids side. Also, from this report, more than one in four third graders had some form of untreated dental disease. You know, what are these always low income kids, or does it cross the socioeconomic boundaries as well?
I don't know that we know that in detail, but I would say that primarily these are children who are low income. And you see that they're also on the infographic and in the report, you would mm-hmm. find that that's also very disproportionate with regards to geography, as I mentioned before. So the number is much higher in the UP and much higher in our urban centers. And I'm sure that contributes to the overall number in the state.
Amy,
problem in areas, again, where we have don't have enough providers.
So, Amy, what's the, from your group standpoint, with trying to bring awareness to this, to advocate, to get these numbers going in the other direction, so what's the answer? What is, because it appears to be not good. The current data would seem to support that from your report, if it's accurate, and we would assume that it is. So what's the answer?
So that's what we're working on right now. We are going out and talking to other stakeholders, looking for sort of a collaborative approach to coming up with the solutions. We understand and recognize that there will be comments about reimbursement to providers,
mm-hmm.
And don't negate that's always part of the equation. But we're also looking for policy answers that maybe don't require us to or the state to put in additional dollars, unique policy solutions, program solutions. So we're going out and spending our summer talking to stakeholders, talking to organizations who care about oral health access, and establishing or putting in place a policy agenda that we hope to share in the fall with policymakers and hopefully move some of those initiatives forward to change this scenario.
So it's fair to say more news to come, right?
Yes. Yes, for sure. And we hope to talk to you again about that.
All right. Amy Zagman is the Executive Director, Michigan Council Maternal and Child Health, MCMCH. They will be holding an informational roundtable today for State of Michigan reporters who want to find out more about this report, numbers, and the current condition with the access to and availing themselves of dental care in the state, and cost, too, in the state of Michigan. Amy, we appreciate you being on the program to discuss and shine some light here. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Dave.